following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, you're listening to Donovan Carroll. Welcome to Millennial Musings. It's been a while. It's been about a week and a month. I had to wait 7 days longer than I normally do to put it out because of finals week and because of a big paper I had to write. Today we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Christmas, a porn star, and some final thoughts I had about this college semester. So, on December 2nd, a woman named August Ames, a porn star, refused to do a movie with a homosexual. She hung herself on December 5th due to the backlash. She was labeled homophobic, and Twitter sort of erupted, and everyone told her to kill herself for being homophobic. So that she did. She hung herself. And this is confusing for me, because she doesn't want to have sex with a specific person. Now, this is some wild stuff right here. First, she's labeled homophobic because she doesn't want to have sex, but she's a woman with bodily autonomy. So, what side does a liberal take? You know? The mental gymnastics the liberal would have to do is just astounding, because what we have here is a woman choosing not to have sex with someone, a woman exercising her bodily autonomy, but that person she didn't want to have sex with was an already marginalized and discriminated against gay man, so she's homophobic. But I thought feminists said women can choose to have sex with whoever they want, but if a gay man wants to have sex, do you have to give it to him? Is it homophobic to refuse sex with a gay man, even though you're a woman exercising your bodily autonomy? I don't know. But either way, she didn't refuse to have sex with him because he was gay. She refused to have sex with him because statistically, gay men have lots of STDs. In the porn industry, likely wouldn't let her use protection. She's probably on some sort of contraceptive. Contraceptives increase the risk of certain STDs. I believe chlamydia has a higher risk when you're on contraceptives. At least that's according to this article I'm looking at on the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Public Health. But anyway, here's a woman who decided not to have sex with a gay man, and she was bullied into killing herself because she was homophobic, even though she just didn't want to get STDs. That's where we're at in this world. That's where the left has put us. I don't understand anything anymore. But I just had to touch on that. I found it almost comical. It's like, what side would the liberal take? The gay man or the porn star exercising bodily autonomy? Evidently, they took the gay man's side without actually using logic or reasoning behind why she wouldn't have wanted to have condomless sex with someone who probably had a bunch of STDs. Of course, if you're California, you don't get in trouble for not disclosing that you have HIV to your sexual partner, but that's okay, as long as you consent. Onward to Christmas. Onward to the reason for the season. So, Prager University, I cite them all the time because they're amazing, released a video last year at about this time called Why You Should Say Merry Christmas, and it's wonderful because Dennis Prager's a Jew, but he always happily wishes everyone a Merry Christmas because he's an American. And America was founded on Christian values. The majority of people are Christian. Simply put, to say Merry Christmas is to say you're a fellow American, you're a fellow brother in Christ. Our culture is a Christian culture, and you're part of it. By telling you Merry Christmas, it doesn't matter what background you have, you're one of us. Like if I went to Israel and someone said Happy Hanukkah, I'd be like, wow, these people want me to be with them and invite me into their culture and their customs and their holidays. It's flattering. When I wish someone Merry Christmas, I'm not denying that your holidays don't exist, except for Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa doesn't exist. But I'm not denying that your holiday doesn't exist. I'm simply saying, you're my brother in Christ, you're my brother as an American, or as a person who's immigrated to America, come embrace our culture with me because I like you and I want you to be a part of our customs and our traditions. It's really, really simple. And also, happy holidays. What does that even mean? It's politically correct, and we don't like political correctness because political correctness is cancer and it's been getting people killed because people are afraid that they'll be labeled a racist or a homophobe or an Islamophobe, especially Islamophobe if they refuse to report a crime. See something, say something doesn't really work in PC culture because it discourages people from saying something because they might be labeled a bigot if they were wrong. And Happy Holidays is under that umbrella of political correctness, and it helps, I think, to perpetuate that sort of silly idea that you'll be labeled something if you were wrong. I'm not done yet, but Merry Christmas, and that's the only thing you should be telling people, especially if you're an American citizen, because we are a Christian nation. Don't let anyone tell you there's a wall of separation between church and state. That's not in the Constitution. That was a letter Thomas Jefferson wrote. All they meant was that you cannot have an established religion that is enforced. Makes sense to me. However, our country would not work unless religion was there to help people police themselves. Because in a morally relativistic culture like the one we live in, Christmas isn't going to have a place for much longer. People are going to start throwing those values aside that America was founded on and that we were expected to have. And it doesn't make much sense to get rid of that. The other thing, if you're one of those people who gets upset by Happy Holidays or the darn Starbucks cup, or if you're one of those people who gets upset over that sort of secularization and PC culture of Christmas, but you don't go to church and you're not actively trying to live out the values associated with Christmas, I'm sorry, you're part of the problem. Even if you're a conservative, if you're liberal, if you're a monarchist or an anarchist, whatever you might be, if you get angry over that because you think God should be respected or whatever, but you don't respect God in your day-to-day life, you don't go to church every Sunday, you're part of the problem. Matt Walsh wrote an excellent article about this. If you're upset about the secularization of holy holidays, and you yourself are acting in a secular manner, you're not even trying to go to church every Sunday, you probably will skip church on Christmas while you're outraged over your Starbucks cup, you're part of the problem. What the world needs right now are good people to be examples and reformers of our society through being Christ-like. But we are not getting that, and we're getting all these Christians outraged over a cup or over a two-word phrase like Happy Holidays. I don't know why we have these people who love America so much, and they're so traditional, and they want family values, blah, blah, blah. They want what America was founded on, and yet they are unpracticing Christians, or claim to be Christian, and they're just not. Those types of people, I'm sorry, are part of the problem. If you're listening to this and you like my stuff, and you are not someone who practices Christianity, but you're still outraged at that sort of thing, thank you for listening. I want you to keep listening. I would like to get to know you. Follow me on Twitter. But ask yourself why you're upset about those things. This Christmas season, this Advent season, this penitential time of celebration as we approach the birth of Christ, ask yourself, what should you be doing to perpetuate the kind of values that you want America to have, that you want the world to have? So just think about that as you're having a Merry Christmas. And finally, my own experience as my college semester is over. The reason I mentioned this earlier, the reason I haven't gotten a show out lately is because I had finals week, and finals week is the worst thing in the world. But now I'm here now, so thank you for listening a week later than you normally do. I was talking with this woman who I thought was a friend of mine. She's engaged to a very close friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while. They moved away. I got in touch via social media. She and I are complete opposite ends of the spectrum, but she's engaged to a very good friend of mine. So I thought, well, let's have some fun. Let's discuss things. She was not having it. One day, we were going back and forth, and it was no big deal, like always. I thought it was like always. We were being respectful. We weren't insulting each other or anything. And she asks me, what is your view on Donald Trump's climate criticism? And I said, well, I myself am a little bit skeptical of the idea that there would be man-made climate change. I see too much inconsistencies. I see the NOAA faking data. There's lots of other things. Visit climatedepot.com to get somewhat of where I'm coming from. And she blew up on me. She dropped the F-bomb on me. She insulted me. She said she didn't understand why her fiancé spoke highly of me. And I said, wow, we were always just engaging in a respectful exchange of ideas and views. And she said, we are never respectful. We disagree on everything. And I thought to myself, wow, what a phrase. We are never respectful, but we disagree on everything. That captures the left perfectly. And if you're a leftist listening to this, I hope you don't believe that. What is up with that? We don't agree on anything. We're always disrespectful. That just captures everything. I feel like I'm not even sure I need to elaborate. That's what the left does. They shut down a respectful exchange of ideas because we don't agree, and they automatically get triggered and assume that that's disrespect. It's disgusting, and it's rampant on college campuses. And it happens on my college campus all the time. You know, I had for the first time this semester a professor give a trigger warning. I see trigger warning flyers over my campus. And my campus is fairly moderate in the liberal spectrum. It's liberal, but it's moderate relative to other liberal campuses. And I never thought I personally would have to deal with too much of that. The student body is very liberal, but typically the professors where I go aren't too bad. But a professor this semester, I mentioned this before, asked me my preferred pronouns, and then a few weeks ago I got a trigger warning. So, and if you've listened to my previous podcasts, you'll know my rants about my professor, my political science professor, with his gender study leanings and the textbook he assigned. And I just don't get it. Maybe you can tweet me to help me understand if you know something I don't. Like last finals week, for example, at my university, they have like a puppy event where they bring in puppies and they've got coloring books and whatnot. And I just have to ask myself, you know, finals week is indeed very stressful. Probably the most stressful week for me out of the whole year. Like, I don't sleep, I lose my mind, I study all the time. I study a lot more in one day than I normally ever do, as most students do. 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. study sessions, and that's just for one subject. You know, that's just one part of my day, one subject. It's very stressful because the finals themselves are stressful and test anxiety, and I get it. I understand. But puppies and coloring books, really, I guess, whatever works, but we are adults. What's going to happen when we get a project in the real world and it requires us to work late, or it requires a close deadline, or it requires us to impress our boss, or whatever it might be? That's going to be stressful too. It might be as stressful or maybe more stressful than finals week, because our livelihoods could be on the line here. I mean, there's not going to be puppies and coloring books in the real world. And I was really disappointed in my university for sponsoring something like that. But, you know, that's why we do this podcast. That's why we listen. That's why we encourage each other. That's why we pray. That's why we do all sorts of other things, because that sort of thing is going on. We want to help each other out. But the left doesn't want that, because whenever we disagree, they view that as disrespect, and it's really hard. But so, yeah, that's what's going on in my life as school winds down. We talked about the porn star. We touched on Christmas. I'm going to keep it brief because Christmas is approaching and it's the holiday season. Maybe the next one will be really long and then maybe you won't like it as much, but it'll be a good time anyway. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless you.